With Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning to you, Brevard County. How in the world are you today? Pray that you are having a great day. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. I'm just in here, you know, quoting what little Shakespeare that I remember from high school English, and ain't nobody needs to hear that first thing of a morning or afternoon or evening or late night, either one. So, hey, we're glad that you have joined us today. I want to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. Dan and Treasure are the one, and their team. Chewy is part of their team, and known Chewy a while through some of our ministry endeavors. He brought a few years ago when we were shipping, or we had shipments of hurricane relief supplies. We had more supplies than we could give out, and Chewy contacted his pastor, and he came over and got a lot of supplies, and we've preached in the church that he attends, and his pastor has preached for us, and just a great team. But if you have landscape work, I don't know if you've been outside in the heat lately, but it is just really pretty close to the temperature of the sun out there at times, and you don't want to be out there experimenting and wondering if you are getting the right product in the right place and all of that. Dan and his team have a great work ethic, and they do a great job landscaping. They have been a blessing to us at the church, been a blessing to us at home, and so I want to encourage you to give them a call at 321-208-2281. I believe that gets you somebody else on the phone, but they have a lawn service side of the business and a landscaping side, and it's the landscaping side that I've normally dealt with. And so if you need some extra help around the house making things look beautiful, maybe the price of gas has caused vacation to move out of the realm of possibility this year, and you say, this is how much money I've got to spend, and you maybe want to make your backyard more like a resort, give them a call, 321-208-2281. See what they can do for you. They are wonderful, wonderful people, and it's a pleasure to know them and recommend them. So we've got just a few more days until Father's Day, and want to invite you to come to Merritt Assembly of God, worship the Father with us that day as we lift up our voices to Him and praise His holy name and thank Him for all that He has done. There will be a word, a challenge that we'll be sharing, and I think it'll be well worth your while to come and join us this coming Sunday morning, 10:30. We won't have a Sunday night service this week, but would love to have you come and be a part of our worship of the Father this week. Today we're going to go to Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. This is right before Jesus is going to go to Gethsemane and right before he's going to go to the cross. And so things are getting very near to being completed as far as his physical ministry here on earth pre-crucifixion. So in verse number 14, it says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table, and truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to question among themselves which of them it was who would do this thing. Now there was also, we'll stop there reading at verse number 23 for the time being. I want you to understand today the heart that Jesus has for fellowship, koinonia, sharing and doing life together with us. I want you to understand what Jesus' attitude about that is. It is not a formality. This is not just a ritual. This is something that Jesus feels extremely strongly about. It says here that when they sat down to the Passover, he said, with fervent desire, I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. When I see the word fervent, I think of something that is red hot. It is intense. And he said, with that type of desire, I have desired. That's what I've been looking forward to. I always like to remind people that when it comes to the apostles, the first aspect of their call, according to the scriptures, was Jesus called them to himself that they might be with him, that they would have a fellowship together, that they would do ministry together. They were called to be alongside Jesus. They were called to be with him. Knowing Jesus was never meant to be just a head knowledge. It was supposed to be a relationship where we're revealing ourselves to the one who knows us better than we know ourselves, and he's going to take all of eternity to share everything there is to know about him with us. Now, this portion of Scripture is one of those that is the reason why we refer to the New Testament often as the New Covenant. The Passover went all the way back to Egypt when the angel of death was caused by God to pass over the households of the Hebrews as they had the blood of the lamb upon the doorpost and the mantle of the door. When the blood was seen, the angel of death passed over them. It did not touch a single Hebrew household. But every place that the blood was not, there was Passover. And Passover is talked about throughout Scripture. And there was supposed to be a night of honor every year that the children of Israel would take and they would commemorate. They had to be ready to be on the move. Okay? They did the celebration, but when the next day came, or when the plagues broke out against Egypt, there was a word that came, and the Egyptians said, we want you gone as soon as possible, as far away as possible. We want you out of here, or we're all going to die. That, make no mistake about it, the God of Israel had proved that he was greater than all of the gods of Egypt combined. And they realized that with Pharaoh at the helm making horrific decisions that was causing harm to his people, they wanted the Hebrews gone. And so they gave them gold and silver. They gave them everything that they would have needed. Basically, Israel plundered the land at the Egyptians' request just to get on the road because of the Passover. And so there was a great deal of urgency about it. Now, we take our time celebrating the communion, as how we refer to it, the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the juice that represents the blood of Jesus. We take our time for that, but Jesus realized that they were going to go, they were going to worship, and then there was going to be an urgency. there was going to be an urgency because he was going to go and do his part, and he intervened and interceded so that the saints, the apostles, the disciples, would be saved and they could go off. And so I want you to realize that that same intensity Jesus has for you and for me as we fellowship together. You know, I've read an article recently, and it said, you know, pastors, online worship is here to stay. And I'm okay with that. There are some major benefits to the body of Christ because of video technology and live streaming and podcasting and all of that sort of stuff. There's a lot of advantages to that. The gospel can go places that we might not be able to send human representatives right now. In those places, technology serves tremendous benefit. For people like me who are constantly pouring out, technology allows me to hear what some other ministers are preaching, and I can get fed that way. By the way, the greatest source of nutrition that you will have in your spiritual life is your Bible. And I pray that you would treasure that. I also pray that you would treasure fellowship together, that the gathering of the saints would not just be something, well, I guess I got to do it because the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, it's not that I have to do this for Jesus, I get to do this for Jesus. And gathering together with the saints is not just a have to, it's a privilege, it is an honor to be able to gather around. There are so many people that do not have the ability to get out. And so a person that I know encountered a person and they had a conversation with them, and they were talking about some of the hobbies that the person had, and that person went on to explain that hobby involved talking with a person, and it was the only conversation that they got to have, only human interaction that they got to have on almost any day. You see, when you don't have the option for human interaction, it becomes something much more precious. One of the things that I found interesting when COVID first broke out, we continued to have meetings. We operated with a little bit different paradigm. We had been live streaming pre-COVID, and then because of the social distancing recommendations and things like that, we had the ability to be in three different places and gather together with believers and say, well, you know what, we can make this happen. But there were people that had not been real regular in attending until they didn't have that option, and then all of a sudden they said, I just can't do this live stream. They saw the necessity of live streaming, but they realized the benefit of being involved in praise and worship together with the saints. My relationship with God and your relationship with God should be one that it is a covenant relationship, not just a convenience relationship, and that we would recognize and appreciate that it is for our benefit. Jesus said the Sabbath was created for man. It's a gift from God. And so when we get to come together, you know, one of the things that we have been doing in this year is on some of our Sunday night services, we've shifted to where it's not just about me doing ministry, but it's about all of us coming together and praying for one another and calling out to heaven. Who knows? It might be your prayer that God answers and not mine. I don't care. I just want the prayers answered for the glory of God. And so he says, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Verse number 17 says, then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. In verse number 19, let's look at verse number 9. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Never forget the high price that was paid by Jesus for your salvation, but also never fail to remember the high price that he paid so that your body could be made whole. Okay, now picture, Jesus is fully aware of the excruciating pain, which is pain on the level of crucifixion. They had to come up with a new adjective because it had risen above the torture that everybody else had devised at that point in time. It was a horrifically painful process. And on the way there, Jesus said, my body is getting ready to be broken for you. Let's take a moment and give thanks. Let's take a moment to give thanks. Okay. I will be the first to admit, not every person that I have prayed for physical healing has experienced the physical healing here on earth that I was looking for. But I will tell you that there have been people who I prayed for that got healed. You know, I had two grandmothers. One of them lived 4.5 years after the hospital sent them home to die. Hospice literally at that point in time said, we can't keep coming out here. We're limited to this time frame, and you know, you're not dying, and so just call us back out if you need us. And she lived for 4.5 years. My other grandmother lived for 5 years, almost to the very day of, you know, being at the point of death. And you know, these are the words she said. I've got such a wonderful family. I've decided that I'm not going to die right now. And she lived another 5 years. She died at the age of 101 and a half. I was fortunate. My mother had a couple of bouts with sickness and disease towards the end of her life, and the doctor on both occasions said that she had gotten as close. They were only about 3 months apart, and he said, you got as close to dying as you could get without succeeding. We got 2 more years out of it. But I want you to know something. They've all died. They've all died. But death didn't get the victory. Jesus did in every one of their cases. And in heaven, their bodies do not have the horrific pain and horrific challenges that their bodies here on earth do. So I'm thankful that he can make our bodies well here on earth. I believe that that is part of the covenant that we have with Jesus Christ, that he not only deals with our sinfulness, our iniquity, but he also deals with our infirmity. I believe that he is a both and type of God. And so he gives thanks and he says, this is for you. So when we open up Christmas gifts, I'm the one that distributes the gifts. I'm going to start putting that Christmas tree up on a table, I'm pretty sure. So I can put the gifts underneath the tree, still be on a table, and I don't have to go crawling around on my hands and knees. But I'm the one, and I say, this is for you, and this is from such and such. This is for you, and this is from your grandfather or your grandmother or your mom, your dad. This is who it's from, but it's for you. And you know what? Everybody wants to make sure that they get everything that is coming to, and you know who wants to make sure that everybody gets the things that are for that individual the most? The person who paid the price for them to be able to have that. Now, I'm going to give you 100 guesses to guess who the most driven individual is to make sure that all of our kids and all of our grandkids get what they want, and it's not me. It's my wife. She knows what they got, what the package is. She knows the sequence of the packaging that needs to be given. But she says, this is for them. I can't wait for them to experience this. When Jesus said it's truly more blessed to give than to receive, I don't know of a person that experiences that more than my wife. She loves to make sure that people get everything that has been purchased and designed for their life. So give thanks because Jesus did it for you. Thank God that he did it. His body was broken and he gave it to them. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. Okay. At this point in time, they're relatively young, they're relatively healthy, but I want you to know that the broken body that would make our body whole, by his stripes you were healed. That's what Peter says, by his stripes you were healed. It's something that's already been paid for and taken care of. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So I want to throw this out there to you. Every time that you begin to pray for someone who's sick, every time you go to the doctor and you are getting checked out, if the doctor says there's something wrong, I want you to think of this passage. Jesus, you did this for me. Your body was broken for me. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer. Healing is not what you do. Healer is who you are. And begin to pray that way for people. You say, well, what if God doesn't answer their prayer? Well, I tell you, in all of those people that I was telling you about a little while ago, I wouldn't have brought one of them back into this world because they had reached their destination. All of us have an appointment with death, and we need to be ready for it. But, you know, I want to have that same mindset that David did, and that was this: I'm not dying until I fulfilled my purpose in these generations. God's got a purpose for me. The devil can't stop it. And so I just don't want to throw up my hands and say, oh, well, this is what we're sentenced to. If I could describe to you all of the things that my wife's body has been through, many would have just thrown in the towel. I will tell you what a person who knew her condition extremely well had to say about her. And he said this: you must have an extremely high pain tolerance because you're in a lot of pain. I can tell by looking at what's going on, you're in a lot of pain. That was her doctor. After her surgery, he told her, he said, you are doing remarkably, remarkably well. He said, very rarely do we ever have a patient who doesn't come out with some sort of lingering issue and you don't have anything. He said, I don't want to do anything to mess you up. And she said, these are the three things that she said. I had a lot of people praying for me. I had a wonderful surgeon. I have an even better God. And, you know, her prayer throughout her entire process of recovery has been, God, I want you to get all of the glory. And you know what? There's a song out there that says something about, I've seen metal disappear. And we were praying that, you know, she wouldn't have to go through that surgery. She's got all sorts of hardware inside of her. And when I heard that song, I said, in order for that song not just to be correct lyrically, but to be correct experientially, somebody had to have metal inside of them for Jesus to heal them to where they didn't need that anymore. And I do believe that Jesus is our healer. And so the next time you get the opportunity to celebrate communion, thank him for your salvation, yes, but say, God, I want everything that you've got. God, when you go to church this Sunday, don't just go to commemorate Father's Day, but go and say, God, I have looked forward to being in the house of God with the other saints in the presence of Jesus. God, I've got a burning desire to spend time with you and the saints of God, and not just to see you do natural things, but to see you do supernatural things in Brevard County. God, I'm so thankful that you are working on my behalf. You know, if Jesus has got a strong desire to spend some time with you, and you've got a strong desire to spend time with Jesus, I'll throw this out there. The devil is highly motivated to keep that from happening. But the good news is God's plans will not be thwarted. He is going to get the glory in your life and in my life. Celebrate the fellowship that we have with Christ. Celebrate and give thanks for the work that God has done that makes your life better. And everything you do, remember, it's all about Jesus. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I come to you, my God, the joy of my salvation. In you I put my trust, and though I walk through valleys.